I kind of feel like I need to apologize. I think it's been a month and a half since I've presided at the 8:30 Mass, so sorry. But it's good to be back. It's good to be together. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Most of us probably have heard that saying before at some time or another. It's about perseverance. It's about hope. I don't think it's a particularly Christian saying, though. Because it seems to be all about me. It leaves out the community, and most importantly, it leaves out God. One of my favorite sayings is slightly different, and it goes like this. Ours is the striving. God's is the achieving. Ours is the striving. God's is the achieving. There's that same element of perseverance and hope, but it's a collective striving. We don't go to God alone. We go to God as the church. We support and encourage one another in our striving. But also we know deep down in all of our hearts that anything purely human doesn't last. Divine achievements, though, in us and for us, those last into eternity. Ours is the striving. God's is the achieving. The first reading from Wisdom teaches this when it says that God is the master of might, and the might of God is the source of justice. In other words, we experience justice only because of God's all-powerful might, not because of what we do. Have you given our mighty God permission to achieve his work in you? Are you still trying to do it on your own? Notice in the parable of the wheat and the weeds, the children of the kingdom, the wheat, are not the ones who uproot the weeds, the children of the evil one. They don't even harvest themselves. The angels of God do all of that. Our job as wheat, as children of the kingdom, is to grow. To strive to grow strong. And that means to grow in virtue. The best way for us to encourage those around us to virtue is to grow in virtue ourselves. So, for example, how are we growing in stewardship? The three legs of stewardship are prayer, participation, and sacrificial giving. Several weeks ago, it might be longer than that, I strongly challenged every parishioner to create a prayer space in your home, in your domestic church. Have you done that? If you're struggling with something in your life, make that prayer space now and start using it and see how your struggle changes. In the second reading from Romans, St. Paul reminds us that we struggle even to achieve in prayer. And here too, our striving to pray is really about letting the Holy Spirit achieve prayer in us according to God's will. The second leg is participation in our parish and in our community. And that's a necessary way for us to grow in a healthy manner. Wheat grows sickly when it's isolated and shaded from the sun. It needs the sunlight and the company and support of the whole wheat field. We all need to support and be supported. This past week, Angel and I sent an email to parishioners on our service and justice list asking for help for a parishioner who was struggling to negotiate Medicaid in the healthcare system. And the response was immediate and strong. It was beautiful. That's what it means to be the stewardship of participation. That's the spirituality of stewardship at work in our parish. And God will bless it. How can you strive to participate in our parish, within our community? And can you invite a family member or a friend to join you? That's the stewardship of participation. The stewardship of sacrificial giving is a key way to grow in simplicity and generosity. Not to mention trust, that by my taking care of others, taking care of the church, God will unfailingly take care of me. Am I striving for that biblical tithe and accepting that if it forces me to change my lifestyle, then that change probably brings me closer to God's will for me? When we strive for prayer and participation and sacrificial giving, we'll be amazed at what God achieves in us and with us. Jesus also speaks in that gospel about leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour. 3 measures of flour would be about 50 pounds of flour. That much bread would feed way more than 100 people. The leaven is hid in this massive amount of flour, but it manages to leaven the entire amount. The effects of our living the gospel can sometimes be hidden from the world, just like that leaven was hidden in the flour. But if it's there, it makes a difference. Never underestimate the importance of our living the gospel, even in a hidden way. People who consider themselves important, people of consequence, will often laugh at the men and women who live a cloistered religious life. They've thrown their lives away. But they're the hidden leaven, which has far more consequence than the important people can ever imagine. We can all be that hidden leaven. Every time you pray without others knowing, you're the hidden leaven. Every time you serve without others knowing, you're the hidden leaven. Every time you give sacrificially without others, even without others knowing, you're the hidden leaven. So how do we change the world? Well, guess what? We can't. But with God, we can change ourselves. And through us, God will change the world. So the most important work that we do, that you and I do, is to strive in prayer, participation, sacrificial giving, to give the Lord, the Master of Might, permission to achieve in us. So here's the homework for the week. Set up your domestic prayer space and start letting the Holy Spirit achieve God's will for you in prayer. Amazing. Be amazed at what He will do. Keep striving for prayer, participation, and sacrificial giving.